Okay, so you start Kazi Kate. We're in Sadak Aleph by the Mishnah. Today, this week, the Daf is sponsored by Yossi Silverstein. We will Mishnah talk to Ira Silverstein. You call Mordechai Ben Dov Zev. Shalom Shabbat. Okay, up to the Mishnah on Sadak Aleph, that would be. Now, remember, we've been talking about the Chiyuv to wash clothes, to wash the begadim of the. Most of the time, it was the begadim of the Kohanim when they got blood only from a Chazan. So now we're going to talk about the following story. Beged sheyata chut l'koyim. If a beged goes out of the curtain, meaning it goes out of the azara, right? Nichnas, bring it back in. Umechabso b'makom kadosh. And wash it in the holy place. As we said, has to be washed in the azara. Where exactly do they wash it? I don't know. But it can't be washed down the street. So if it was taken out, bring it back in. Now, nitma chutz l'tloim. What if you took it out? Then it got tummy. Now what do you do? Now let it bring tuma into the Beis HaMikdash. Right? What do you do? Karo, rip it. If you rip it, what's going to happen if you rip it? If you rip it, you're going to remove the tuma. Why are you going to remove the tuma? Because you're destroying it. So, right? So, karo, rip it. Then, nichnas, that night you can bring it back in. Umechabso, the makom kadosh. And then you can launder it in the makom kadosh. Ask the Chazon Ish, why do you have to rip it? Why don't you just put it in a mikvah? Toivel it. You took it down the block. You weren't supposed to do that. You took it down the block. You got tummy over there. And then you said, rip it to bring it back in? No, toivel it and then bring it back in. What? That's what the answer is. The answer is tefillah is the beginning or part of the process of pleading. You can't do that outside. It's got to be done only in the azara. Therefore, you can't tefillah. It would be a good idea not for the fact of tefillah in water. It would be a good idea.
But it's not
shaya. Okay? Now you're going to resew. You can see in a few minutes, we're going to resew it.
Right.
Exactly. Klicheres. An earthenware vessel, shiyata chutz l'tloim. Again, same story. Earthenware vessel has to be destroyed. Why do they have to be destroyed? Because there's no way to get the if you cook in them, so for kavanos, there's no way to get the food out of them. You can't do hagalah. Right, they're stuck. So klicheres shiyata chutz l'tloim. Nichnas, bring it back in the shavro and break them. Makom Kodesh, in a holy place. Nitma, what's that? If it got Tumba, if it got Tame out there, right? Became Tame outside. Same story. No Kvo. Put a hole in it.
You put a hole in it, you made it
not a Kli. No Kvo, put a hole in it. The Nitnas, then bring it back in. The Shavro, then break it. The Makom Kodesh, in a holy place. Same story. Kli the Choshes. Kli the Choshes, you can Kasha. So Kli the Choshes, Shiyatza chut l'tloim. The nechoshes was taken out. Nechnas, bring it back in. Umarko, v'shotfo. Marika and shtifa are two things you have to do to a kli to get it clean. We're going to see today that this is not hagala. This is not kashering it like we think in kasher kelim to Pesach. It's not that. It's a different procedure. For makom kodesh, you got to do that in a holy place. Nitma chut l'tloim. If it got tummy outside, took it outside by mistake, got tummy over there. Now, what does the Mishnah say? Pokso, right? Pokso means make a hole in it. Why by Klicheres does it say the word Nikev, and over here it says the word Pokso? There's a whole discussion about it. Very simply, it could be that the hole has to be a different size. V'nichnas, then you bring it back in. V'marko, v'shotfo, v'makom, kadosh. Okay? So far, very good. Very nice and simple. Right. Why should you break it? You made a hole in it because you got to get the tumor off.
Right.
The Gemara is going to talk about that. Just wait a few minutes. The Gemara says, wait a minute. Pastor Floravina, Karo? How could you rip it? How could you rip the baghead? What did we say? The baghead got tummy. So what are you going to do? You're going to rip it, and then what? Then bring it back. But baghead amarachmana. The Torah says you have to have a baghead. Balav baghead who? This is not a baghead. Why is it not a baghead? Because you ripped it.
Right? Tosemes asks, wait a minute. The din of beged, who said it has to be, who said when you clean it has to be a beged? The din of beged means when you get dirty it has to be a beged. That's what we spent the whole yesterday on. When the blood falls, it's got to be called a beged, not a piece of a rag. Right? Now, right? Who said when you clean it has to be a beged? He leaves that pitzara here. But the Gemara assumes it has to be. Right? So the Gemara says, no. The Meshire Bay contained ma'ofaros. You left over a... You didn't rip it up into shreds. You didn't do that. You ripped it in such a way, you left over a scarf-length area that you could use for a scarf. So, in Dine Tuma, the Tuma went away. Why? Because you ripped it. But in, for purposes of Big Day Kahuna, it's still called a baghead. Look at Rashi. The Rashi of the... That middle line, this middle line, the first middle line, the Meshire Bay. Shalo Yavdil es hakeral pnei kulo l'chalak es habeged l'shnayim. You don't rip the beged in half. You don't do that. Ella, Meshire Bo, you leave over kedei roch of sudar, the length of the sudar, like a kerchief. Dimitumaso tahor, the tumah goes away, ha'wel v'nikra rubo, because you've ripped both of the beged. V'kim and Meshire Bo kedei mo'faros, but you left over enough to make a kerchief out of it. Roy l'chabro, you can re-sew it. Who shmo alav, who begged Korean Bay, still called a beged. So for purposes of Toma, you got the Toma off. How'd you get the Toma off? By ripping most of it. Now, did you undo the fact that it's a beged? No, you didn't do that. You didn't undo, so it's still called a beged. Toma went away. It's all lovely. Okay? I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Special rules. Amy, is that true? Is that true? Bummer of Huna, lo shanu, ella, shlo shir ba kademo faro. That's only true. Lo shanu, that's only true if ella, shlo shir ba kademo faro. If you didn't leave over a length of a sutar, aval, shir ba kademo fares, but if you left over a sutar's length, chibur habi. It's called a chibur. And you know what? It's called a beged, and therefore it doesn't lose its tumah status. Okay? Right? It doesn't lose its tumah status. Now what's Rav Huna talking about? He's talking about a similar type of case. With his tumah, same exact thing. And what does he say? That ripping it up, if you rip it up, kedei ma'ofaros, it's still called connected. It's still called connected. So the Gemara answers, yes. What? It remains Tameh. The Gemara says, that's Midrabanan who? That's just a Dindarabanan. A special Chumar Midrabanan. When Rav Huna said that if you leave over a beggar, you leave over a Sudar's Lang, the beggar still remains Tameh, that's only Xerah Midrabanan. Why? Because Rabbanan Wachoshesh, if you leave over that a Sudar, you're not going to rip it at all. Because you're going to say, well, what kind of game is this? Right? So the Chacham were afraid of that. They made a Xerah, you have to rip it in half. That's a special Xerah D'Rabbanan. However, in the Torah, no din like that. If you rip rope beged, the beged becomes tahar, but it's still called a beged for purposes of Big Day Kahuna, and for purposes of this Big Day Kahuna, the Xerah didn't apply. The Xerah never applied, therefore we go back to the Din D'Oraita, and therefore it's all okay. But Huna's Din, that's by regular people. By regular people, such a din like that. If you want to bring tumah into the Beit HaMikdash, how do you get out of it? You have to rip it completely in half. But here it's good enough if it's not completely in half. Yeah, but here we're talking about Tahanim, we're talking about the Azara, we're talking about tumah for the Begadim. Well, the Gzeirah of the Rabbanan never applied. Okay, next. Kli Cheres Sheyatza. What do we say? If the Kli Cheres went out, what do? Make a hole in it, and you make a hole in it and bring it back in. The Gemara is yet to take questions. Kli Amar Rahmanah. You have to bring in a kli. You have to do this to Kalim. Velo klihu. It's not a kli. It's not a kli anymore. You have a hole in it. You can't use it for anything. It's not a kli. So the Gemara answers. You hear the question? The Gemara answers. Shenikev b'shoresh katan. You made a very small hole in it. A very small hole. Okay? The hole is small. It's big enough that you remove the tumah. Now, right? Still pulled the cleat. Can I put
grapefruits in this kli? Of course. Can I put water? No.
The water will spill out. The whole small hole. Water will spill out.
Liquids will spill out. So by making a hole, I've undone the keli for purposes of tumah. Is it still called a keli? Of course. Because you can put something in it. Okay? Next. Same thing now. Klina chosha es pokso. So the Gemara says, v'halav klihu. It's not a kli. Right? Again, if I make a hole in the choshet, it's not a kli. Now the Gemara is going to give a different answer. The Gemara is going to answer, derutif martif. What have they translated in English?
He hammers the what?
He hammers the breach closed. In other words, or he does it outside. He makes a hole in the kli. Now it's not a kli.
Now I'll fix it, and then I'll bring it back in. Okay?
Look at Rashi. Achar shepoch pochso. After you opik a hole, maka alav bekornis, you hit it with a hammer, umichabro, and you connect the hole, v'chazer sham kli alav, and it turns back into a kli. Right?
You hear that?
V'gabe kli cheres ikalameimar, dinokvo dimasnisan, v'moti mashke litoher.
By a kli cheres,
we spoke about, you made a hole in it for mashke, v'adayin klihu l'kabal zesis, but it's still a kli to put olives. Right? Okay? You hear what Rashi said? You made a hole in it. Well, the Gemara said. Miritzach rot. You made a hole. By making a hole, you made it not, no more tumah. Now you fix the kli. Now bring it back in. It's a full kli. That's what Rashi said. Okay? He asks Tosfos, why don't we say the same thing? Why don't we say the same thing about the beged? Rip the beged. Not a beged anymore. Sew it up, and then bring it back in. What? That's excellent. Exactly what he's going to answer. So Tosa says like this. Tosa has a whole shot. He says, pokso doesn't mean making a hole in the clue. That's what it means. Somehow, I'm not exactly sure how you can do this. He says, I'll read it to you in Hebrew. Sheshina es tsuraso al yedei kli umnes. Somehow you change the form of the kli. Change the kli using some kind of expert, some kind of instrument. V'yahafchenu, and you turn the kli inside out somehow. V'ofen shetad pnim hakli yishamesh me'ata l'tad chutz v'tad chutz l'tad pnim. You turn the kli inside out somehow. Somehow you turn it inside out. I'm not exactly sure how you do that. Somehow. Now, by the way, what happens if you do that? The kli becomes tahar. Why? Have the same kli. You've taken the tumah off. However, it's still a kli. That's a risk of science, as opposed to Tosfos. According to Rashi, you fixed it. According to Tosfos, what kind of fixing is it? Why don't you do it by the beged? Tosfos says, no, a whole other pshat. But it's still called a kli. Now, how do you answer Rashi? So there's a sefer called the Hon Ashir, says like this, what Yossi said. When it comes to a kli, when it comes to a beged,
if the beged's ripped, and then you sew it, it's the same beged.
Me and you, it's the same beged, right? What is it? It had a rib, and you fixed it. Shkoya, same beged. However, just the opposite. When you have a beged, that rib, and you re-sew it, a brand new beged. I had two pieces of cloth, but once upon a time, it was a beged. Now it's lying around, it's too red. What do I do? I sew it up, I got a brand new beged over here.
Brand new beged. The whole issue doesn't apply.
What do you mean? Go back in now and remove the stain?
The whole beged, it's a new beged.
By a kli, right there, someone has a hole in the pot.
To fix the pot. What's a brand new pot? Same pot.
Right? It's not called a brand new kli.
It's a kli that you fix.
A brand new,
right? By a beged, we say that. Right?
All the time. I mean, today we don't do that. We don't fix the guzzle like that. We throw them out. However, in the old days, we took two rags, made a brand new beged out of it, a new shirt for the kids. That's what we used to do. That we can't answer. We can't give that answer. Rashi can't give that answer. Because if you gave that answer, you don't have to wash it.
So we're talking about a case where it's not really new. Not really new, it's exactly the case. It's a front. You have a hole in it, you fix the hole. Tosus couldn't accept that at all, and therefore Tosus comes up with his own shot. Okay, I forgot to mention that today is Tet Adar Aleph. Right? What's Tet Adar Aleph? So, you know, there's a siman in Shulchan Aruch on days you should fast. Days that you should fast. Right? You know, on that list is Zayin Adar. On that list is Tet Adar. Tet Adar, which the Brewer says by Zayin Adar, because the machlokas, you fast Aleph or Beis. And he ends up saying, she fast an Aleph. That Zayin Adar Aleph is the Zayin Adar. That's why Daniel told me he had a student this week. Zayin Adar was Friday. And the Yom Gishol had a thing this week because Zayin Adar Aleph, he holds from Zayin Adar Aleph. So the sum is the same thing as Tet, right? So Tet Adar Aleph is the day that you should fast. Why should you fast today? So Mishnah Mechaber says, today is the first time that there was a machloket between Hill and Shammai. Today it happened. Tet Adar. So I was telling this to the rabbi last night, but I saw a certain, I said to him, you know, there's no mention of Hillel and Shammai in today's Tzaddik. Not one mention of it. So he said it's exactly the same thing, our Moshe is not in Tzaddik. Tzaddik is always the archetype. He's Badaska not there to show that, listen, it's, you know, he's not there. I mean, he's missing. So the day they have a machlok, they're not going to be in the Tzaddik. So, it's sometimes interesting, so, you know, like, get flavor. Like, think, you know, you walk around today, think the people used to gadol used to fast today, because of how machlokas change everything. Okay, that's just an aside. Waste time. Okay. Next, it's 100%. So machlokas changed your mind, 100%. But it's a yurida. It's a yurida because it used to not be that way. So when we're in the midbar, there were no machlokas. Moshe Rabbeinu said what the halacha was, and everybody was makabel. There's no machlokas. So yes, it'll change your mind 100%. But it's a yurida. You should also know that all machlokas in Gemara, even though that's what the bulk of Gemara's machlokas, it accounts for 1% of how to be a Jew. People don't realize that also. 99% of how to be a Jew, there's no machlokas. What? What? That's a different story. But everybody put on school in the exact same way. There's no machlokas. Right? Okay. Brand new topic. I'm a Rish Lakish. It's a new topic and the same topic. Me'il shenitma. What if the Me'il got tummy? The Kohen Gadol had a Me'il, right? Spent a lot of time on the Me'il yesterday. The Me'il got, Nitma got tummy. Machniso bepachos mishalosh shalosh umachadzo. You bring it in 3x3, right? You bring it in 3x3. In other words, take 3x3 tefachim, bring it in, wash it. Take another stain, bring it in 3x3 and wash it. What's going on over here? Can't rip it up. Yishum shenemar, lo yikareya. You're not allowed to rip it. Right? Okay. Fine. What? Exactly. So, the Achronim asks, the Marcheshes asks, the Chofnasin asks, so why can't you do this with any beggar? Why can't you do this with any beggar? Why do you have to rip it, undo the tumah, and then bring the whole beggar back and sew it up? Just do, put it less than 3x3 that you're doing with the mail. So the answer, the same answer, because you're not allowed to rip the mail. You have no choice. You're not allowed to rip it. You have no option. You have an option, definitely recommend. This is very, very, if you have to be a, you know, a neurosurgeon to figure out exactly 3x3, each stain, bring it in, right?
So we have no choice. We have to do it this way.
Otherwise, we'd much rather rip it. I mean, I'm a tyrant. You're cleaning, you're getting off the stick. I think the word nitma means here that I got dam on it. I don't think it means it got, you can't have, but you can't, what do you mean? One spot. If one part of a garment becomes tummy, the whole garment's tummy. It can't mean tummy. It can't mean tummy. It means it got a blood stain on it. It can't mean tummy. One beggar can't have partial tumma. No such thing. It means it got blood on it. So that we said yesterday, you only have to wash the spot that has the blood. By the way, Tosa, look at Tosa's Machnisa Pacha Shalosh. Interesting Tosa. afilu, one line, afilu lamanta amar bereish kol apsulim, even if you hold on daf lamed beis, bia b'miksa, shmei bia, partial entering is considered as if it's complete entering, so what do I gain by bringing in the baged? Less than 3x3, I'm still going to bring in the whole baged, the more shiny baged, kol v'yachol l'chodko, since you could cut it up, you can't cut up the, since in theory you could, lo chashiv kiel michnas kulo, not considered as if you brought the whole thing in. Okay. Matziv, Ravada Barava, Ravada Baras asked the following question. Wait a minute. Ha'avin v'harachin, things that are very thick and things that are very skinny, very soft, and behemishum shalosh al shalosh. There's no din of shalosh al shalosh. Shalosh al shalosh is only said by very average things. That what? That less than 3x3, there's no issue of tumma. Tumma means that since there's a stain on it, that ear, that portion is tumma. That's what it means. So, but the me'il was something very thick. So like each strand of the me'il was made up of 8 or 12 strands. Very thick garment. What do you mean? There's no din of 3x3. So Gemara says, right, Akarav Bafiyan Chashivi. Right, true, but it's part of one gigantic beggar. So of course it's chashiv. The whole thing is one huge beggar. If you're right, if it would be a small rag and it's very, very thick, it wouldn't be subject to the rules of 3x3. But it's not like that. Machnitin makom hadam lefnim. Right. So, fine. So the il got, the whole meil is tameh. The whole meil is tameh. However, you still have to get the blood off. Once you get the blood off, then you can tovel the meil and bring it back in. But you can't bring it in now, it's tameh. Right? I hear you. The whole meil is tameh. We have to get the blood off before we tovel it. Right? We started the chazanish, asked that question. Tovel it outside. We can't do that. Why? Because it's the beginning of the cleaning process. You can't do that. Right. And then when all the blood is off, now you can toifel it. Outside. It still has tumma. A sharet touched it. The whole beggar becomes tumma in one shot. You still have blood stains on it. You have 3 blood stains. You got to get the blood off first. So what do? You bring it in a little bit. I mix as bia shmei bia. No, we don't say that either. I cut, you can't cut it. All these things. But now, the Gemara says, so what are we saying? You're bringing it in 3x3. You hear? You bring it in 3x3. I have a boy, Shiva Samamonim. But you have to wash it with 7 soap. The Omar Rav, Yot Nachman, Omar Rav Ravua, Dam Chatas. The Dam of Chatas. Umaris Negayim. Or, Sarat. Srikin Shiva Samamonim. Need 7 soap. The Tanya. Ella, the problem is, not soap, it's ingredients, 7 ingredients. One of the ingredients is urine. Beraglayim. Problem is, Ella, she'em achnitzim erglayim lalitzash. You're not allowed to bring Bein Raglayim into the big Seder. It's considered a big bezayin, right? We say it every morning. If you say it, Bein Raglayim is the best thing for the Ketoret. You can't bring Bein Raglayim into the Azara because it's unseemly. It's not appropriate. So how are you gonna wash the what? Right. It's a good question. So how are you going to wash it? Oh, so you might as well mix it with other ones. Mix it with the other ones. Then it becomes diluted, really. So you can't do that. And all bring it in as one huge concoction of all these ingredients. Can't do that. But none. Oh, shehever shevasam ka'achad lo asav lo klub. If you do them at one shot. Or, if you do that out of order, it doesn't work. So the Gemara says, and if you want to tell me, you're going to dilute it with one of the samamanim, you're going to mix it with one of the other ones, you have to rub it, scrub it with each one 3 times. So the Gemara says, Ella, the mivlahu barok tuffle. Rather, what you do is you put the urine, the neiraglayim, together with roke tuffle, which is one of the other 7. Damar shalakesh roke tuffle tarach sheim kol echad echad. Roke tuffle has to be applied to each and every one. Therefore, you will get the neiraglayim into the Beit HaMikdash. How are you going to do that? You're going to dilute it with roke tuffle. Then it won't be unseemly, and it's okay, and it'll work to get the stain out. Where did I get that from? we quoted a brisa. What? We're gonna they used to check when a woman had a stain. In the olden days, they were able to tell different types of blood. Today, we lost that art, right? So they used to have seven. It was a mesorah. Seven different types of ingredients would be able to verify what kind of dam the woman was showing you. The same story would be true by the goyim and by this dam. Why? It's a tradition. Okay? Next Mishnah. Echad Shabishalbo. We're going away from the begad, and now we're going on to the topic of cleansing a keli. After the keli were used in the Beis HaMikdash, they cooked chatas animal in there. The absorption of the chatas went into the walls of the keli. You can't get that, if it's a kli cheres, you can't get the absorption out. You have to break it. If it's a kli nechoshes, a metal, you can kasher it. So, but there was a separate procedure called Marika and Shnifa, which was cleaning out the keli. So Echad Shabishalbo, whether you cook in that keli, the Echad She'ir L'tocha Roseach, or you pour boiling hot liquid into the keli, which Tosfos there gives a gigantic Tosfos, going through the whole rule of pouring something on Shabbos. If you pour hot something on something else, are you cooking it? And he talks about, maybe only you cook the outer layer, for something soft, you will cook it. But I have a piece of chicken, and I take a boiling hot soup, and I pour it onto the chicken. So I just now recook the chicken, because the hot water itself, the hot soup itself, is considered something which is going to require Rika and Shifa here. Therefore, what do you see is cooking. Same thing as cooking. That's the big discussion here. Ella, I'm sorry. Echad kachim kachim, v'echad kachim kalim. It doesn't make a difference if it's kachim kachim or kachim kalim. To unim riku shtifa. Rav Shimon Omer, kachim kalim ain to unim riku shtifa. Kachim kalim doesn't require it. Look at Rashi. Kachim kalim doesn't require it. Farish taima. The Gemara will explain why. The im tomar. Wait a minute. Hare huvla nase nosar. There's nosar in this kachim kalim. Still kachim kalim. Still kachim. So 4 days later, how can you use this cleat? How could Rav Shimon say you don't have to do Marika and Shtifa? How can you say that? There's no sir in there. Rupalto beheter lachasma. Moder Rav Shimon, the boy Hagala, the roskin. Right? Of course, says Rashi. Of course you have to do Hagala the clean. Of course you have to do Hagala. You got to get the noser out. No question about it. However, umutaras Marika v'shtifa hu demamayitli. He doesn't require you to do Marika and Shtifa, which I guess is extra cleaning to get the clean clean. You have to do Agola? Of course you have to do Agola. You got to get the noser out. If you don't get to Agola, the noser is not coming out. Because if Tarit and Bigamara, Gabi Truma, like we're going to say by Truma, Cohen invites me over to his house to cook for me. Doesn't he cook with Truma all the time? The Truma is hot, no? So the answer is a big problem. Lonis Michal, look at the Amar Mar, Bamayim, Velo Biyayim, Bamayim, Velo Mazak, Hafilu Biyayim, Hafilu Mazak. Yeah, so we're going to say that we're making by Truma that you can kosher it with wine. Which nothing will allow by kachim. The Gemara will explain that. So the answer is, of course you have to do Hagala. You don't have to do extra Marika and Shtifa. Tana Rabbanan. I said, Asher Tavashal Bo, Ainli Elabishal Bo. That's only true if you cooked in this pot. Here will talk about Zachmanayin. What if I pour boiling hot liquid in there? Talmud Lamar, Asher Tavushal Bo, Yishaver. Any kind of cooking, even hot water being poured. Now, boy, Rabbi Bar Chama, listen to this question. Talo ba'avir tanor mahu. What if you roasted the meat of the carbon in an oven? So the walls of the oven, right, you cooked it in the oven. But the walls didn't really absorb the meat. Why? Because you're hanging the meat in midair. So it's far away from the oven wall. So, mahu. Abishal ubilua hu dekafir rachmana. Is the Torah concerned about cooking and absorption? Oh, Dilma, Abishal, below Bilua. Maybe just cooking, even if it's not going to be absorbed. In this case, it's not going to be absorbed. The walls are too far away. Tamar Rava Tashma. Echad Shabishabo, Dechad She'iru L'tocha Roseya. Right, what do we say? Whether it's cooked or you pour hot water. Bilua below Bishal, lo kami boila. So if it's absorbed without cooking, that's not even a Shaila. That's pouring hot water. What happens? It
gets absorbed,
there's no cooking. Kikami Bayalon, what's the Shaila? Bishul, if it's cooking, below Bilua, my, what's the din? So Toshma, Thumber of Nachman and Rabba Rabbua, Tanur Shal Mikdash, Shal Matechet Hayah. Every Tanur in the Beit HaMikdash was made out of metal. Why? So they can be kosher. Now, the Eitzal Kedaitach Bishul below Bilua low copied, but wait a minute. If Bishul without Bilua is not a concern, so Nevet Shal Cheret, so why can't you make the Ovid out of the Cheret? It's not going to be a concern. But make sure that you roast everything, right? And then the walls of the oven are never going to get absorbed. So it's cooking without Bilua. What do you see? That's not a concern. Therefore, it is a concern, and therefore, we wouldn't allow you to use the Cheret. The Gemara says, no, that's not the reason. Given the Ikash Yari Menachot, since there was Minchiz, the Afiyas and Betanur that are baked in an oven, the Ikal Bishul Ubilua. No, the Bishul and Bilua by them, Rashi says two words. Shemen HaMincha. The whole discussion of what Rashi means by that. Whatever he means by that, you have in an oven when they're baking, of course the walls are going to get absorbed. And that Shemen HaMincha, which will run out of time to eat, and then therefore you're going to have to kasher it. And it's made out of cheret, you can't kasher it. Therefore, the rule was, no ovens in the Beit HaMikdash were made out of cheret. Therefore, Avdilin Shal Matechet. Now, basically it, I was just have a story over here. Ahu Tanura, there was an oven. Because you could. But even a chatos, there's going to be, you only allowed, it's today Sunday. What else is no other issue? No, that's the only issue. The issue is no, sir. Right. But the special did to clean it out. Yeah. Special did. It's called Rika and Shtifa. Unrelated to Hagolah. Separate thing. It might be Hagolah. You might be able to accomplish Hagolah. I don't know what it was. Right. No, it's a separate thing. It's a cleanliness issue. Separate thing. Has to be after every use, you have to do that. Just like they have a standardized because it's a big deal. The answer is no, you gotta get rid of it. Right? Now, Hahut, this is a little bit of a tangent, but it's related. Hahut Tanur, there was an oven. The Atzkube Tchaya, where they smeared the oven with some kind of fleshig fat. So Aser Rabba Bar Ahilai Lamech L'Rifta. Rabba Bar Barhile Aser, using and cooking anything in that oven, La'olam, forever, Afilu Milcha, even to eat it just with salt. I'm eating this regular bread, I'm not putting butter on it. Not doing any of that, just regular bread. Why? Dilma Aser L'Mechel B'Kutcha, because you might come to eat it with dairy, right? Which is why today we don't allow this, right? Meisvei, wait a minute. He said it's Aser forever. Why can't you kasha? Can't you kasha the oven? Also forever? Meitzvei, ain't lush that's to eat a b'chalav. You're not allowed to make milch and bread. The im lush, and if you did that, if you needed milch and bread, kol pas kula asura, all the bread is usur, mipnei hergal aveira. Because it's hergal aveira. Right? The big place where this shaila comes up is on Shavuot. Because everybody makes dairy thing. Yes, that's a thing. You walk into a bakery, and they'll have dairy cake. How can they have dairy cake? When they prepare it in Gemara, you're not allowed to have. What? Right, that's a separate issue. So there's a few etterim. Some of the etterim are, if it looks different, that was the whole discussion when the OU gave the Hefsher on Thomas's English muffin instead of dairy, they held that since they look different, they don't look like bread, it looks different, it's nicker, then it's okay. Another Hefsher is if it's labeled. The question is, where is the label? It's very, very complicated. Those are the basic etterim. So when they try to make them look... The bakeries, they try to make it look a little different. Because the label in the window, not a label on the package. Anyway, Kyoto ain't Toshin Hatana Ba'alia. You can't do the same thing with flation. You can't make a flation oven, right? The im Toshin, if you did that, call pas kula asura. The whole, everything you bake in there is asur, ajiyasa ketataner. Until you re-kasher the oven. So what do you mean it's forever asur? That's true, kasher. You know what? You're right. Tiyofta, drive wherever he likes. Tiyofta, he's wrong. It's not also forever. The kasher out the oven. You can't have an oven like that. Okay? Now, Amalei Ravina, Leravashi, the Chimeacha, the Tosavabar he likes. One second. Now that we've said
that Rabba Bar Ahiloi is incorrect. He's incorrect, right? Amai Amar Rav, why did Rav say Kideros, right? Kideros, my chametz pot, bePesach, on Pesach, Yishaveru. Why do they have to be broken? Why do they have to be broken? Right? Why can't you kasha them? Why can't you kasha them? Rav made a statement. You have dishes on the whole year. You want to now use them for Pesach? You can't do that. You have to break. You can't do that. Why not? Why don't you kasha them? Amalei, Rav Moki Le Lahahi B'Shal Mateches. Rav was talking about you know when it's okay to kasher an oven? When the oven's made out of metal. That's when you can kasher it. Of course you can kasher metal. I'm talking about the kederos that I'm talking about are made out of cheret. How am I going to kasher that? You can't kasher cheret. So if I have dishes in my pantry and I'm using them the whole year and Pesach comes, I can't use that. I can't kasher those. Metal, you can kasher. You can't kasher cheret, right? Which is how we hold, right? Cheret can never be kasher. The Iboy Isema, listen to this one. I'll give you another answer. The reason why an oven, even cheret, the reason why an oven can be kashered, even betana shel cheret, even an oven can be kashered. Zeh hesheko b'befnim. When I'm kashering an oven, I'm kashering the inside of an oven. I use the inside of an oven. Zeh hesheko b'bachut. But when I cook on a pot, on a kasher, an earthenware pot, I kasher on the outside. Right, I use it on the outside. I don't kasher the inside. Oh, so Gemara says v'nevet asakim b'fnim. So kasher on the inside. So the Gemara says no, you can't. Chayes alayhu dimitavri. You're afraid it's going to break. So what do? You don't kasher it that well. You don't want it to get too hot because you're afraid it's going to break. Even if you hold, you can kasher kli cheres. It's still not going to work. Why? Because you're afraid it's going to break. You're going to be very. Imagine. Because I guess an oven, you use it that way all the time. Every day I'm baking in this oven, it never broke. It's very, very well roared. So I'm going to kasher the oven too, no problem. Every day I'm baking here. Every day I'm cooking here. Pot? I never put fire in the pot. I never put coal inside. I never put these hot things inside the pot. I'm cooking on the outside of the pot. You want me to kasher the inside? It's going to break. So what am I going to do? I'm not going to make it that hot. I don't want it to break. So therefore, it's not an option. Therefore, Rav said, you cannot, even if, I don't know, it's a big if. I don't know, halakha l'maaseh, I'm not sure how we pass it. Even if you can kasher kli cheres, it's still not an option. So maybe if you have a kli cheres oven, maybe that they would allow, if you can even do it. I don't think we hold this Ibai Tema. But if we did, you're more worried that it might break from the heat. No. The option is you can't use it. You can't kasher. It's not kasherable. Exactly. It's not kasherable. No, you only have one pot. What are you supposed to do? You're not a rich man. You only have one pot. You only have one plate. So you want to use it for Pesach. So I'll kasher it. So you're going to be so careful not to break it that you're not really kashering it. That's the problem. That's the issue. Oven? I use the oven every day like this. So I'll make it hotter? It's not a problem. It's not going to break. But it comes to pots. They're very nervous. You never use it that way. Just one more line. Hilkoff, therefore. We'll stop here. And we'll pick up from Hilkoff one last line. We'll pick up here tomorrow. And we'll resume here tomorrow. Everybody have a good day.